You're listening to SBS News.
US officials and Israeli delegates are travelling to the United Arab Emirates for the first time on an El Al-operated Boeing 737-900 jet. US National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien is among the passengers on the plane, which has the word peace inscribed in Arabic, Hebrew and English above the cockpit windows. The flight between Tel Aviv and the UAE is significant because it's the first commercial flight from Israel to Abu Dhabi. The trip comes after the UAE issued a decree to end a boycott of Israel, opening the doors to bilateral cooperation. US President Donald Trump's advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, says the Middle East region has great potential.
While this peace agreement was thought by many to be impossible, the stage is now set for even more. Over the last 3.5 years, a lot of people describe the state of the Middle East as hopeless. But what I've felt over the last couple weeks is a new sense of optimism.
On Sunday, White House officials talked up this important step towards normalizing the UAE and Israel's relationship. Israel's foreign and defense ministers met the US advisors in Jerusalem ahead of the flight.
All right.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Sorry for being late. I was
General, good to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Hey, how are you?
Mr. Kushner visited the Western Wall in Jerusalem, the holiest place where Jews can pray. The Middle East advisor is the grandson of two Holocaust survivors.
It means more to me and to my family than I can ever express. We will continue to pursue peace between Israel, the biblical homeland of the Jewish people, and its Arab and Muslim neighbors, and I have never been more hopeful about peace.
On August the 13th, Israel and the UAE decided to officially move ahead with the Trump agreement, shifting order in the Middle East. That announcement made the UAE just the third Arab country to establish full diplomatic relations with Israel, the first to do so in more than a quarter of a century. Palestinians have denounced Mr. Trump's peace plans, and their reaction to the latest development is condemnation. They are accusing the UAE of abandoning an Arab League policy of linking official relations with Israel to achievement of Palestinian statehood. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Palestinians will start to realise that their rejections will dissolve.
If we have to wait for the Palestinians, we would have to wait forever. Well, no longer. Two things have changed that. The first thing is the Trump plan, and the second thing is the willingness of Arab states, supported enormously by the United States of America, to advance peace without a Palestinian veto.
As part of the long-running conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, war broke out in 1967. Israel now controls the West Bank and East Jerusalem, while the UN considers the areas to be Palestinian territories. Mr. Netanyahu says he expects the recent developments will lead to more exchanges between the Middle East's most two advanced economies.
I've expressed my willingness to negotiate peace on the basis of the Trump plan, and as more Arab and Muslim countries join the circle of peace, the Palestinians will eventually understand that their veto is dissipated.
Talks are being held on Monday to formalise UAE and Israeli ties. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.